You're listening to Advocate Radio. This is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, September 27th, 2011. I'm Carrie Mitchell, an editor at Advocate Magazines, and with me today are our regular podcasters, Ellen Raff and Carol Toller.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hi, good to be here.
And our special guest today, all the way from Lake Highlands, doing Oktoberfest this Saturday, is Tate Gorman and Adam Meyerhofer.
Thanks for having us.
So glad you guys are here. Thanks. Meyerhofer, is that German?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything to do with this weekend's event? How did this all come about? You guys were the organizers, the founders, the dreamers, the masters. You know, maybe be in the parking lot directing traffic. I don't know.
All the above. We like sausage and beer.
Okay. That's why? That's it, huh?
Well, no. I mean, that's one of the reasons we've been to Worst Fest a lot and enjoy it, but... you know, we were looking for alternative ways to raise money for the Exchange Club, and we kind of toyed with the idea of doing some type of festival slash concert, and this just kind of evolved from there.
This is the first time you're ever hosting Oktoberfest, the Exchange Club is.
Correct.
And it's 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday, October 1st.
That is correct.
Everyone needs to mark their calendars. It's a free event, but there are things you can pay for.
Yes.
You should pay for it. You might have to.
We hope that you do.
Yeah, we hope that you do, because it's a fundraiser, and there's all kinds of good things that you guys do with your funds.
Yes.
Helping scholarship high school students.
Yes.
Charities in the neighborhood.
Yes, and then even, you know, needy individuals. You know, for instance, I believe last year someone's house burned down, and we were able to get a lot of money to help them purchase, you know, clothes and other things to get by, so.
That's great. So what do we have to pay for? What should we plan to pay for this weekend?
So you come in there and you'll purchase fare tickets. We'll have ATM trailer and credit card machines and cash stations.
Nice.
Yes. And we're doing this right. And we will have places at when you walk in for Oktoberfest style memorabilia. And chicken hats, etc.
Chicken hats.
Absolutely.
If you're going to do the chicken dance, you have to have a chicken hat, Carrie.
Okay.
Bring your own lederhosen.
Are you guys wearing your own? I've heard.
I don't know how.
Lederhosen?
I've thought about it, but my wife put the kibosh on that.
Maybe your wife will wear them for you.
Yeah, right.
So then we will have food and adult libations, beer and wine, and we'll have kids... a full kids fest activity center, and all sorts of fun stuff.
It would not be Oktoberfest without some beer, some German beer.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And who are going to be this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest and Krombacher. It's a brand new beer. We'll be the first in the state of Texas to get to try this baby out because it's only in kegs right now, and it'll be sort of the inaugural release here, and they'll have their Hefeweizen, their Pilsner, and their Dark.
Is it actually from Germany?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Imported premiere of a new beer.
Absolutely.
And I should mention, we keep saying there, and I don't think I've mentioned yet, that there is the Town Center property. Where exactly are we talking about on the Town Center property?
It's the southeast corner of Skillman Road and Walnut Hill Lane. And the actual address, because if you type in, you know, there's... it's hard to find on the address, so if you type in this address, it'll take you there. It's 9200 Walnut Hill Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75231.
It's right next to the brand new Dart station in Lake Highlands, which is called...
Lake Highlands Station, I think.
Yeah. On the blue line.
So is it the north side?
South side.
The south side, okay.
Right. So it's directly across the street from where
the station is.
Dart station is. And it's down by... we'll be down by the amphitheater, and you'll see, you know, huge tents. And you'll be able to obviously be able to tell where we...
down towards the water.
Correct.
That's the water.
It's
balloon
beautiful.
Arches and balloon columns and all sorts of tents, and yeah. You won't miss it.
Yeah.
The weather is going to be beautiful. Even if it was rainy, it would be great because all it's paved down there and everything, but the weatherman says it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Rain is a four-letter word, but let me just tell you, Carol, the forecast is 75 to 85 degrees throughout the day. And
awesome.
100% sunshine, 0% of that rain work.
Awesome.
Reminds me of Munich.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Wear your lederhosen.
So I guess one option to get there is you could actually ride Dart.
Yes.
Can you?
Yes, absolutely. And one thing, we're charging parking, $5 to park on site. And really that's, we're not charging admission, so it's one way for us to raise additional funds, but also to encourage people to take the Dart, take a cab, walk, ride a bike.
Oh, because parking
don't
is limited?
Don't drive home, in other words.
Right, but also because we'll be having some alcoholic beverages there, so we don't really want to have people driving if they could help it, so we prefer people to walk or ride or carpool or take the train.
Smart.
Okay. Are you in any way letting people outside Lake Highlands know, or is it mostly?
We're trying to promote the heck out of this outside of Lake Highlands. In fact, some of our vendors are outside of Lake Highlands, and we intentionally pick some of them to bring in their customer base to our event.
And our mate, Andrew's distributorship is putting displays everywhere. They're putting the Sam Adams Oktoberfest beers, etc. But then Advocate and several other publications are spreading the word outside of Lake Highlands, and we do hope that it is. And the Dart line is a major reason why we hope that people
exactly,
will come.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's a real beating to go to some of the other Oktoberfests and walk 3 blocks and pay $15 for parking, and then it doesn't feel like such a great, fun community. It becomes more of a hassle, and especially if you have kids and you want to push your kids in strollers 3 blocks and all this kind of stuff. So we hope that people make this sort of a walking, riding, fun event, and yes, we'll have plenty of room for parking, but we have all sorts of options here.
Okay, I have a question about the fact that you have chosen to do it at the town center. Is it because, Dart is one reason. Is it to draw attention to that area, that park at all, or just because it really is the best place? So let's say it wasn't there, would you do it at the rec center, or where else would we do it?
Well, I think they frown on all the alcoholic beverages, but
there's answer number one. It couldn't have happened so well before. Okay, now we have a town center, a little place. Okay.
And we considered other big public properties like
Flagpole Hill
and such, but this is just an amazing location. And as a sort of a side effect of this, we have directed a lot of attention of potential leases of the property, etc. But it's just the park actually owns the amphitheater down there, and people keep asking me, where is it going to be again? Because it all looks like a dirt field from Skillman
right.
and on the hill, but it's beautiful down
and
there.
People
with
are
going to
learn.
And stone stage, and the creek is really, it's been landscaped very nicely, and there's fountains that walk all along the top overlook, and flagstone walkways, and Main Street pole sidewalks, and it's going to be
very
really
exciting.
Pretty up top.
And we have been ensured that the fountains will be working.
They are working. Fountains are working, and the landscaping has been managed this week, and everything's been taken care of for us.
It's really pretty down there. In fact, I posted something on our blog Monday about the amphitheater, because now people are starting to realize, we can use this. It's a venue, that kind of thing. You guys are the first.
Right.
And
I've had 6 other requests now, the park told me.
There you go.
Wow.
Starting
great.
A trend. That's
great.
A great thing. But you don't really see any of that until you kind of park right there on Wildcat Way and then dip beyond the trail right there.
Right.
It's gorgeous. So that'll be fun. Tell us a little bit more about, you mentioned kids. What's going on for kids this Saturday?
So we're going to have, you're going to buy a $5 wristband for your kid, and it'll be sectioned off inside the entire gated area of the event. And when you go into that kids' fest, there will be 3 bounce houses. There'll be obstacle course, slide, petting zoo, pony rides, face painting, airbrush tattoos, pumpkin bowling, balloon artists, basketball, full court basketball for the older kids, carnival games. We're still working on details of how long or if the climbing wall like we had for the parade will be there. We'll have the green screen, and then we'll have the big Euro bungee, which is a big thing also to capture all the ages. A big
is that the thing where you jump on a trampoline and up and you go
all
way
the
up?
Bungee cord. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Big time.
All right. I wish I could do that. but did you say pumpkin bowling?
Yes. It is as it sounds. We're all authentic. So the Lake Highlands Area Early Development PTA is helping us with this Kids Fest, and I say helping me, but they've really taken full charge of it, and these are 250 mostly moms of preschool age children in Lake Highlands, all feeder schools into the Lake Highlands High School, and so they know what the kids want and the families want, so they took lead on this, and it's going to be huge. It'll be tons of stuff, but there'll be also a beer station outside of that for the parents, and the food vending is just short walk to the other side of it. So be lots of stuff for the kids to do, stay and play.
Right.
It's like a parent's dream.
It is.
Absolutely. And it's free admission for the parents. So you don't. I've been to some places where even I'm not going to jump on a bounce house myself and pay to get in there. It's so annoying. So this way they can go in with their kids, and kids 2 and under are free. So it's just really.
I always thought on deals like that they should pay me to come in and supervise my kid,
you know,
fine. I won't, you can watch my own kid. I'll stay back out here.
Right.
Well, I was wondering because I was at the Exchange Club meeting where y'all were explaining this. And a lot of the younger Exchange Club members, their faces were just lit up. They were so excited about this. And some of the older Exchange Club members looked like they just maybe weren't able to picture it, or maybe they didn't know what was going on. Maybe. Do you think that in the neighborhood, the younger families are more excited about this? Do you think everybody's going to be on? But what do you think your crowd is going to look like? Can you tell yet?
I think we're going to get participation from everybody because we are starving for something like this in our area. And the demographics have changed a lot in Lake Highlands, obviously, because of the schools. But we still have a lot of really fun people that have lived there a long time. And this event captures all of it. It's a place where you can walk around on a nice day with all of your neighbors of all ages, like a big neighborhood block party. People from all over Dallas, and in fact, there's nothing going on there is no Oktoberfest south of Addison, and so this captures everybody all the way down through Dallas, and this is a day where the fair doesn't compete with us very well. There's no UT football game in town of any, it's an old sorry away game. We don't really have any big competing events going on that day for our area, and I really think we're going to get people of all ages to come out and play. And the kids area, what that does is sort of keeps the kids sort of in their own little entity and allows everybody to walk around. So the stage is one area, and then the food vending is another area, and then the kids is another area. And I've done the parade in Lake Highlands, which is until this Saturday is usually the largest event that we do, and 3,000 or 4,000 people. And I've done that the last 3 out of 4 years, and we have people of Exchange and non-Exchange come help and work the event, and everybody in the community comes out. And so I think this is going to be the same, only ramped up, more fun.
What excites me is actually that it is really something that can be so multi-generational. So often we're dropping off high school kids, or it's only families, and everybody who doesn't have kids isn't there. I think that it's fabulous to have something that's for every generation, that there'll be something for everyone.
And I loved that vote of confidence just then, which was the up until this Saturday.
Yes!
There you go.
I feel confident.
Great.
Cautiously optimistic.
Tell us about the food. Sounds good.
Yeah, we have awesome vendors. Like I said earlier, we're kind of going outside of Lake Highlands a little bit. So we're going to have Kubi's Sausage House, which is Holland Park. It's been there forever. It's great. They're going to be really the German vendor of the
event. Best German food in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go kind of to the Lakewood area with The Grape, which is also a superb restaurant.
And don't they live in Lake Highlands?
And they do. The chef and owner.
The Lushers.
Yes, they live in Lake Highlands. So they're absolutely excited about this event. And I know that they are. One item that I know they're preparing is spicy candied bacon. On a stick.
Oh, man.
This is really
so
the year of bacon.
Yeah, it is. It's been a good year for me.
I love The Grape, but I've gone to the restaurant when he does kind of like the down home kind of backyard grill kind of thing, and
right.
He's good at that.
Absolutely.
Really,
I mean, he
had
Texas Monthly voted The Grape having the best hamburger
best
in Texas. So,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not going to do that, but we have another great hamburger place coming. It's Fat Daddy's Burger House, which is in Casa Linda.
Excellent.
Urban Crust, they're a wonderful pizza restaurant out of Plano. They're bringing a wood oven trailer, I guess, or food truck to the event. So that's going to be really cool. And we've seen it in person. It's
pretty
awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's another chef that lives in the neighborhood.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And then
in addition to the simple pizzas, he's doing a Jimmy's sausage pizza. So if you're a food connoisseur, Jimmy's
sausage.
Okay,
there's another link in. No pun. I'm sorry. Yeah. Jimmy's.
That's right. And then Eat the World, and that's a good Lake Highlands area restaurant with Toby. I guess he lives in Lake Highlands.
Yes, he does events and has done events all over. Has all sorts of experience with these kind of outdoor festivals, and so he's pretty pumped up about it.
And then rounding it up, we're going to have a little Tex-Mex vendor, enchiladas on Greenville, I think, coming out. So we're going to have a wide variety of food for all the different palates, but and hopefully everybody will find something that they like.
Is it a sample bites kind of thing where you pay? Oh, you said coupon.
Yeah, it's going to be like the fair, I guess. Like, you know, they'll have a plate for 5 tickets or something. You just
got it. Plate.
All the vendors are allowed to, you know, compete with their food on their ticket prices, and people go around. But I can tell you that I've been in Addison, I've been to the fair, and it's quite a discount from those kinds of things.
And you're going to have entertainment.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a couple of polka bands, really good polka bands. Matt Tilantino and the Royal Klobosniks. It's a play on the words.
That sounds amazing.
Is there a dance floor?
There is. Yes.
A big dance floor on the Overlook.
Yeah. And then we're going to have Doc Floor's Oktoberfest band. They're going to be the entertainment for the evening. And then we're also going to have a German dance troupe.
This must not be the music that's usually on here.
Yeah, I got Facebook something that said awesome polka bands, and someone was like, "Did you just use the word awesome in polka?" It's like, yes, because it's going to be awesome. So, STV Omrosch is a Dallas-based nonprofit German society performing like group society thing, and they're going to come and do some awesome German dances again. Awesome. And just, they're going to be there.
So what's the schedule for that? Can we?
Is that on the amphitheater stage, or is that?
I want to see.
Yeah, they're going to perform on the amphitheater, but they're also going to be dressed up and just be out and about at the festival.
They're going to do it a few times during the day.
Yes, they're going to be performing at 12:05, 5 o'clock, and then 6:30.
Oh, three times. Okay.
Three times. And then also, because we're in Lake Highlands, we're going to give a nod to the high school. So we're going to have the cheerleaders perform, the Highlandettes are going to perform, and also the Wranglers. So, Yay. It's going to be a full day of entertainment.
You can have your picture made with people in the hole, get up, and put it on your Facebook page and all that.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
And if you go to our Facebook page, or actually the Exchange Club website, which is lhexchangeclub.org, there's a link to some of these performance groups, so you can check them out.
Great. We'll link to that from the podcast post as well,
cool.
So that anybody can go look at that.
Awesome.
Anything else we didn't ask you guys about on Saturday?
So when you come in, you're going to park, walk through, you're going to pick up tickets,
okay.
Go have some food, and then pick up, Coke will have their products out there, Kronbacher and Sam Adams will have their stuff, we'll have a Riesling wine, get what you need, drop the kids off in the Play Fest, listen, but you can see all three things from one major area, so you can not walk so far. And you can stand up at the Overlook or go down. I think there's a room for some 300 people on the stone terrace in front of the stage. And then next to that, we're going to have a Sam Adams sponsored a beer garden. And we're selling tickets into that VIP section, which is right next to the stage, for $50. And it includes a Oktoberfest Stein in the first fill and food. We're going to be smoking food in there. And you also get a T-shirt. And we're also going to have the football game on. So I think Aggie and Arkansas play that day. There's a few football games, so you won't have to miss your college football.
Wow, Oktoberfest sports bar.
That's right. We are in Texas. We have to remember there's a lot of football fans.
Can't stray too far.
No.
That's right.
So can you just pay that $50 there on site?
Yes.
Pay on site?
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm sorry.
And even though you're inviting people from all around Dallas to come, I have a feeling that it's going to be a heavy Lake Highlands presence. So I have a feeling you're going to see lots of people you know if you come out.
Yeah, I'm talking to anybody who isn't coming.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Everyone's coming. Good.
Yes, everyone's coming.
We're also encouraging people to bring blankets to sit on, make it picnic style if you want, chairs. You're allowed to bring chairs. Just can't bring your animal.
I'm glad it came out in the end.
Yeah, good idea.
No pets. Good.
Yes, only service.
Not good, no pets. But like, you know, normally, it's good to know that.
It's good to know.
You can take your dog on the trail, but
right.
Not for this event. Okay.
We have all our bases covered. It's the entire event's fenced in. We'll have off-duty officers, and we have a toilet trailer and waste management service and all the logistics are covered. We'll have an EMT and ambulance sooner. We won't need it, but just make people feel comfortable about everything. So
it's a good thing.
Park and ride if you can. Otherwise, we'll see you October the 1st.
And all proceeds benefit charities and Lake Conservation Exchange Club. So the more you drink, the more money. Or eat. Yeah.
Exchange Club does things right, so I know it'll be a great party.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you guys again for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Lake Highlands Podcast. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.